tired.
What other ways of saying tired are you?
Worn out.
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had little children in the car, they kept asking you if you were there yet, when you're going to be there.
You'd say, how long it's going to take, how much longer do we have to go?
And you tell them, just relax, we'll be there.
In a little while.
Do you ever say bye and bye?
No, I don't do that.
How does that sound?
It sounds okay, I mean, but we just don't have you choose that.
And normally, if you went to bed usually at 10 o'clock and you stayed up one night until 1 o'clock, by that time you'd be feeling pretty...
tired.
Or pretty... what?
Sleepy.
And what about drowsy? Do you use that word?
No, tired. Sleepy.
Sam, at 6 o'clock in the morning I'm going to...
get up?
Well, before you get up, when the alarm clock goes off, when you first open your eyes, you call that...
wake up. Wake. Awake.
And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go in there and...
wake him up.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're completely...
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
a boil.
And the stuff that drains out
is the infection.
Okay. What do you call that white stuff? You
know? Pus.
Hmm?
Pus.
And from a blister, the stuff that drains out?
Oh, water, huh?
Okay. And you say, a bee stung me and my hand did what?
Swell.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And when a bee stings you, your hand's gonna...
swell.
And say if someone went out in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say he had a...
cold.
Okay. And you say, he went out in the rain and he did what?
Got wet.
And so after that he...
caught cold.
And if you do that, you have a...
cough.
And if you have a cold and you can't talk right, you say you sound a little bit...
hoarse.
And if you hear someone's in the hospital, you might say, well, yesterday they were looking fine. When was it that they
took sick?
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Libby, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
What else could you say?
Gotcha, sunshine.
What else can you say besides funny?
Weird.
Okay. What about queer or quar?
Queer.
Hmm?
Queer.
How does that word use?
Well, either funny or queer.
Is queer a word you use very much now?
No, I don't use it, but I guess the kids use it quite a bit.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Not that.
Have you heard the word queer used in a sexual?
Yes.
What would it mean then?
I really don't know. I know that just...